WMFO in Medford, Sky Bar here. This is Rising. Be up in about, I don't know, about 6 minutes with Blind Spot. We're going to play a few tunes. We'll be back. We're going to chat a bit. They're going to play some music. So stick around. Right now, this is new stuff by Tom Baker.
Now standing here as sad as birthday candles, blown out so long ago.
That was the Neighborhoods, new stuff by the Neighborhoods. The song was called Billy the Kid off of The Last Known Address. And before that, more new stuff by Tom Baker called Cancel It off the Dirty Snakes. Right now, though, I'm here with Blind Spot with Alexa and Chris.
How's it going?
Hello. Good. How are you guys?
Good. Doing well.
Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
I know you're busy schedule-wise and everything. We planned this, it seems like, months and months ago.
I know. We never had to change the date, so
right,
pretty good.
Right. Worked out. So how, just briefly, how did you guys get together musically?
It's been a while now. We met through friends in high school, and, you know, Chris was in other bands. This is actually, Blind Spot is the only band I've ever been in, but Chris was in some bands in high school, and I was friends with some of his members, so that's how we met, and he started getting into sound recording, and I had always played guitar, so we just kind of got together and just started like jamming around, and he would like practice recording on me, just doing covers. I didn't have any songs, and one day he asked me to do an open mic, and here we are.
Wow. So how long ago was that? Like since the open mic time to
yeah.
like where you actually put this CD out and started playing out with your own music and all that stuff.
Right. So that was my freshman year of college, and I graduated 3 years ago. So, yeah.
So it's been a bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you're active now. You're trying to do mini, branch out a little bit beyond like just the local thing.
Yeah, we've been touring twice a year consistently now for a couple of years, believe it or not, which is crazy.
But yeah.
We love it.
But it's about, I think nowadays, especially it's about touring, isn't it? To, you know, it's especially with the radio the way it is, you have to kind of get out there and travel and to get your music out to people.
You do. I think so too, because, I mean, you can only play in one area for so
yeah.
long. And, you know, we have amazing venues in Boston and the surrounding areas, and we've met so many people here. But after a while, we just wanted to expand and see if it would work.
Yeah.
And, when we started doing it, we saw success because we'd come home and be staying in touch with the people that we met on the road. So we were like, okay, like this could mean something, like
yeah.
if we keep growing this way. So,
yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you're going to sing a couple for us here.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds good.
Why don't you have at it?
All right.
We'll talk a bit more afterwards.
Cool. So this is the opening track off our debut EP called Sinking Fast.
Trapped in your mind and you can't break free. Sinking fast, although
Very good.
Thank you.
So that was the first track off that Blind Spot CD.
Sinking Fast, yep.
And I'm glad that we discussed this off here. I'm glad that you put out a CD.
Yeah, I think it's important.
As opposed to, I'm a physical product guy, and I think it's really cool that you did that.
Yeah.
I know sometimes it's costly and all, but, you know, I'm one of those guys that likes to look at liner notes and see who got credited and all that crap.
Yeah, like cool. That. And I think we meet pictures enough people there. Like that, yeah. too, that makes it worth it to have it, so.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I'm going to play something off of that CD, and we'll come back, and I think you got a couple more in you, but I'm going to play track 4 right now, and we'll be back after that.
Thank you.
All right, here with Blind Spot. That was I Won't Let Your Heart Break, and they played Sinking Fast live. I Won't Let Your Heart Break is off their, I guess you'd call it your debut CD.
Yeah.
And we're looking for some new material.
Yep.
2020.
2020, the big year.
Is this going to be like a, is there a fine line between an EP and a full length?
I know.
Do you know what the differentiation, is it like a song number?
I think
it's
at
like
this
over
point,
five? Is
yeah,
that,
I know. Oh, I think it's subjective. Everybody has their own opinion because we call that an EP, but it has 8 songs.
No,
so most people call it an album. It is whatever you want it to be.
This is I'm going definite album with this.
Yeah, I know.
8, and they're not short songs either.
They're not.
It doesn't clock in at like 23 minutes.
Right.
So no, this was the full blown CD release thing.
I'll take it.
But you have an EP, and you're going to promote that with shows, I'm imagining you will, right?
Yeah, so we released the first single off it with a music video in September.
Yeah, cool video.
Thank you. We're really excited about that, so that will be on it. We haven't picked a date yet because we're constantly touring, and we do all the recording ourselves, and Chris does all the mixing and mastering, so we don't want to throw out a date yet because we don't want to have to change it. So we're thinking right now early summer, because we're also going to be touring the West Coast for the first time in our next tour. We think we're ready for that, so we want to space it out and not kind of like have everything at the same time, because they're all big things. So
that must take a lot of networking to get a West Coast tour
thing. It does. I've just started the initial planning of it.
And bands to fill your bills and stuff.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Like I know Carissa does a lot of that. We were talking about that earlier.
Right. Her and I actually, we do similar
stuff.
Approaches to booking tours and everything. Yeah, because she's
cool.
A friend of mine, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got my cords tangled up here. All right, you want to sing another one?
Let's do it. So this one we're going to do, this was our first music video. And this month, last week, we actually just hit 3 years since the release of it, believe it or not. So this is definitely one of our favorite videos. So this is Every Time You Close Your Eyes.
Good enough.
Everything you can be, it made me feel alive. You hypnotize inside my mind. Feel me everywhere you want me. Put your body next to mine and pull me in. Get closer now. Get closer now. Get closer now. time you close your eyes. Every time you close your eyes. Are you caught up in your head? It's not. Sleepless nights become who we are. Never-ending sleepless nights become who we are. Falling fast, we time you close your eyes, every time you close your eyes, every time you close your eyes.
Woo! Very good.
Thank you.
What about the name Blind Spot?
Yeah. Chris.
What's that all about?
Take the mic. Come on. Let's hear that voice.
Jump in there.
That we just took out of a psychology book, I think. We just kind of pointed to a random word, and I think the word was blind, and we just added spot to it, so.
Wow.
Crazy, right? It's not even a good story.
Not even that deep. So it's actually, so you just found blind, just poked and added spot. And
yeah, pretty much. Closed his eyes, he was blind during the process.
Yeah.
It's all irony.
And it works. All right. I'm gonna. Krista Johnson's coming in here next week in advance of her CD release at the Burren.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play something by her, and then we'll come back and babble a bit more.
Cool.
I think we're gonna play another one, but right now this is fairly new stuff. I think she released this a while. This is with the Cure-Alls, but this is Krista Johnson.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Mr. Right, which you told me you close your shows with.
We do, yeah. Right? High energy, ended up.
Yeah. And I was discussing your travel plans, and that's going to be a bit of a juggling act work-wise, getting a month or so off, whatever
it
you
is.
Need to be going out there.
We're very lucky that our jobs, you know, have been cool with it.
Yeah.
Or at least kind of cool with it. we plan it.
It's probably a breaking point where they're like, all right, we'll give you a
right. So
bit.
it's really tough for me. I work for an accounting firm, so we have to kind of base it around like after tax season. We go and we wait till May for our spring one, and we do another in like the September October time period in the fall. We don't really travel in the winter just because of like, you know, weather conditions, and yeah. The summer is nice here, so it's a good yeah. time to be here. But yeah, we're very lucky, so thank you to our jobs.
Yeah. You don't want to hit a potential blizzard in the winter.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got to hunker down and stay here.
Yeah.
All right, anything you want to plug show-wise?
Yeah, we have a lot coming up, so
I know you're busy, yeah.
Yeah, we have one more show this year, December 27th at the Worthen in Lowell. We have a couple shows in January. We're going to be at O'Brien's on the 4th, Kodo in Salem on the 10th, the Shaskeen in Manchester on the 18th. I'm pushing that one because people are always saying to me, oh, when are you playing in New Hampshire? This
I
is
saw
the
that.
One. So.
Yeah. I saw that on your post. Someone was like, when you're coming to New Hampshire.
Yeah, we do get that question a lot. Yeah. So January 18th. And
that must feel good, though, to have people say when you're coming to wherever location. Yeah. It's not like right here. Because, again, like you said, that means people outside of like right here are hearing your music.
Yeah,
your music.
It is cool, you know. And we're very appreciative of that. We had someone message our page this morning and ask us how they can get a sticker, but they're like, oh, I'm in Baltimore. And I was like, don't even worry. We're trying to come there in May.
Yeah.
So just, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. So thank you to our fans for staying in touch with us.
And you can only do that by going out there and playing. That's why you get around and try to get outside the... I think, too, sometimes if you just hunker down here, you kind of can saturate the market where, like, if you're playing, like, every other weekend at this...
Right. You know, the same people are coming out, and, you know, we love those people, but, you know, we want to grow and, you know, keep meeting
more. You want more than 20.
Yeah. We want to expand, and, you know, it helps your online presence, too, and that's important, so...
Yeah. All right. You got one more for us?
Cool, yeah. So we have a music video for this one, too. This is Voices. Spend too much time in my head, again and again and again. These voices are haunting me out of my bed. I'm in too deep, I can barely breathe. We're lost behind our eyes. See no open doors, crawling on all fours. These walls are closing in. Is it all I dream? Everything I've seen. Is it all I dream? I can barely. Over and over again, my memory fades and breaks down now and then. I'm so alive when I close my eyes. If you could save me now, what you're up against, fighting innocence. Don't try and shut this down. If you give me up, I'm
Very good.
You skipped the bridge.
Was that intended?
I don't know. Chris, did you practice?
He said, I'm only going on MFO. No need to practice on me.
Yeah, we didn't.
This isn't a gig. Do you write all the lyrics and Chris does the music?
That's
or do you
pretty
mix
much it?
Yep.
So Chris comes up with all the initial ideas. And I mean, we bounce back and forth, yeah, like melodically and everything. Right. And then I do the lyrics as the last piece. So usually I come up with stuff based on like what his ideas musically, I guess, make me feel for like the vibe of the song. So that's where the inspiration comes from.
It's pretty collaborative.
Yeah. Thank God for the internet. You know,
yeah,
easily can go back and forth at all hours of the night.
Any more videos in the works? Not right now, or
actually, I think so. Because I just think it's important promotion-wise. Like again, it's another thing that's costly, but
yeah,
putting visuals and everything to a song is just like eye-catching, and it makes people interested. So we're definitely, I think we're gonna release at least one more single before the EP. And do a video for that too. So
who did that last video? Was it Upside Down?
Yeah, Upside Down. We work with 41st Casanova Productions.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, they did a good job on that.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Sounded good.
Thank you.
I'm gonna get back to playing some stuff, some newer stuff by Mark Lind and the Unloved. But thanks again. Check these guys out. When you get a chance, buy their stuff. When they put it out,
put
a product out. They put a physical thing out. Go get it. All right. This is Mark Lind and the Unloved.
Scared to be yourself because you're terrified of being alone. Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Protection. Oh.
Okay, played a lot of music there. Want to thank again Blind Spot for coming in. Good band. I highly suggest you go check them out, as I said, and buy their stuff. But I played a lot of songs. I played Mark Lind and the Unloved with a song called Lost off their new CD, The Last Bastion. Speedways with Don't Tell Me off of Just Another Regular Summer. Starcrawler with Bet My Brains from Devour You. Jittery Jack with Amy Griffin on guitar. Gonna Have a Time. Avoid One Thing with Enemy. And that's what you just heard. It's WMFO in Medford. Rising with Skybar. I'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. I'm going to close with one more by the Gaslight Anthem. And peace.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, just having a second of technical difficulties.